Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building a big business and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Via Williams.
I'm Sarah Reynolds.
I'm Seychelle Vanpool.
And I'm Wendy Papazan. It can be tough being married to an entrepreneur. Sometimes our partners think we care more about our business than we do, even about them. Here's the truth. Work-life balance and relaxation doesn't always come naturally to empire builders. I know that's true for me.
That is true.
And we gain so much satisfaction from a goal achieved, really. For many of us, winning looks like maybe taking a quick break and then a celebration of our accomplishment, brief celebration, and then on to the next achievement. I know your girls can relate.
Yeah, totally.
And the thing is, this can be hard for people who aren't goal setters to understand. And sometimes those people who aren't goal setters or goal achievers are husbands and wives. Often our partner will complain about not getting enough time together and they don't understand why we can't just relax and take a vacation. There are many ways to get on the same page as your spouse or partner, but one of the best ways to make sure the start of your company isn't the end of your marriage is spending time together on a goal-setting retreat.
Yep.
So guys, this is one of my very favorite topics. I love to speak about it because I know it's really impacted my relationship with my husband in a big way. So today you're going to learn three things: why goal setting is important for a successful marriage, how to get your partner on board for a goal setting adventure, because honestly, if they're not a goal setter, they might not be up for it. And then we're going to give you a powerful framework for a life-changing couple's goal setting retreat.
Can I just tell you how excited I am about this episode? This is one that we get asked about all the time, and I'm so excited that we get to jump into this today. So, yes.
I'm so glad.
Well, honestly, Wendy and Jay have been such leaders, right, around this topic. Sure. And so I have my pen out.
Yes.
And honestly, I'm ready for so many takeaways to learn from all of you on this.
Well, I'm just curious. How many have you guys done a goal setting? I know Via, you have with Ben.
We have, but because of you, we used your framework on this, right? And just to be clear, everybody's going to walk away from this podcast with that framework. They're going to have everything they need to do it. That's it was so great.
Yeah. Nick and I do this on an annual basis and then check in monthly.
We haven't called it that. We definitely have talked about our goals each year because we go away for a trip each year. But I would love to have more of a framework around it and be
more intentional.
More of a
formal.
Yes, exactly.
Well, so it all started probably like 12, 13 years ago when our kids were little. So our kids are 15 months apart. I was a stay-at-home mom. I probably needed more to do, honestly. And I was feeling pretty disconnected from Jay. He was working a lot. I just was, motherhood was hard. I had probably two babies under two.
Yes.
And I said, you know what? I think we just need some time away where we can reflect and think about our life and figure out where we want to go. And so honestly, I suggested it to Jay. I said, hey, let's get, an Airbnb in the hill country, and we'll go away for a couple nights, 3 days. We'll get a babysitter, and we'll answer all these questions. And I know Jay was pretty scared about it. he thought he was in trouble. And it ended up being one of the most powerful weekends of our entire marriage. So it was great.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really good. Yep.
I actually get being scared. If it's something new and it's not something you've done, it feels kind of formal. And, in a marriage, we don't always have formal frameworks. So I kind of get that.
And I didn't know you came up with it, Wendy. That's like, I should have known that, but that's awesome that you were just like, we need to do this.
And what's kind of funny is we did it for years and we told people about it. And I had lots of our friends, especially our friends who are entrepreneurs who were married to someone who wasn't a goal setter, would ask me for the framework. And so I ended up like branding it with Papazan Properties Group and just this whole thing because so many people asked for it. And it's funny because it never really dawned on us to facilitate a retreat for other couples. And so we ended up doing that about two years ago. And it was really great. 100 couples showed up in Austin, Texas.
Amazing.
And we guided them through a couple's goal setting retreat for the weekend. And then we did it again last year. It was probably 200 couples. So we'll do it again this year in November. And I'll give those dates a little bit later. But it's changed a lot of people's lives, actually. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because it was just, I don't know, it was just a little crazy idea I had. And then it's turned into something great for the world. So I love that.
So Wendy, why is it important to goal set together as a couple and not individually?
Yeah, I think it's really important. Well, so I think the number one thing is we're so busy via in our daily lives where, you know, one person's going in one direction, one person's going in another direction, especially if you've got two pretty busy people or if you have children. And we never really take time out of our busy life to sit down and be introspective. You know, we talk a lot about thinking time here on the Empire Building Podcast. And this is really thinking time, but thinking time together. Mm-hmm. And so that first session, right, where you go away for the weekend and you take two nights away, you end up with kind of almost so much information about where you guys want to go. Mm-hmm. And that becomes the foundation. The first year is always the hardest. That becomes the foundation for where you want to go in 1 year, 5 year, 10 years. And when you're aligned with your partner on your financial goals, where you want your kids to go, you know, what you want your spiritual life to look like, what you want your health to look like, and they can support you in that and they know what's in your heart, that paves the way for a big life.
I love that you're focusing on doing it together, because I think so often when you have one person that may be a driver and another person that might be a nurturer in a relationship, we have to be really careful that we don't set off on this journey and this path and look up 5 years from now and realize we didn't bring our spouse or our partner with us.
Yeah.
And so
we
by being
sort of
really
guilty
intentional.
Guilty look on our face right now. You guys are listening.
Guilty. I'll join you.
Saying that because I think especially we're recording
totally
this in the times of pandemic, right? And it's Nick has said to me, which was kind of a punch in the gut statement, but it was a true one. He said, I've never felt more lonely than I have during this time because we're both running in opposite directions. We get home at night, we crash so hard, we're so tired, we're up again doing it again, that even though we do a goal setting every fall to prep for the next year, this year has been so off the rails that we needed a recalibration to reset for the second half of the year and moving forward. And that statement of I've never been so lonely, I imagine a lot of partners and spouses of entrepreneurs and empire builders feel that on a regular mm-hmm. basis. And it was a real wake-up moment for me in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think that's key, Seychelle, to mention. And then also so many of us are in, you know, we have the privilege of being with Keller Williams. And Keller Williams is a very pro-growth, big thinking company that teaches you that. And so mm-hmm. sometimes you can be growing. You can be every year year, you're improving, year after year, you're growing. And then before you know it, you look around and 5 years goes by and your spouse hasn't been along the journey with you, mm-hmm. right?
Because they haven't had the opportunity.
They haven't.
That's right. They're not having the conversations.
It's not because they don't want to. It's because they haven't mm-hmm. had the opportunity. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so taking this time to get on the same page about things and having the time to share your heart and what you have been learning and growing and where you want the family to go and coming in unison with that, I think is so, so important.
Well, and I also think it's really good to understand, you know, it's one thing to have a financial goal, but it's another thing to understand the why behind it. So both partners could say, I want to have a net worth of $5 million. And that can look very different depending on the person, right? So never getting like uncovering the why. So it might be that one person says, you know, I don't really feel safe and secure unless I have $500,000 in the bank, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas if you're an entrepreneur, you're like, what a waste, right? Why would we put all that money in the bank when we can invest it here and get a better mm-hmm. return or something like that? And so having that conversation about money, having that conversation about public school versus private school, having that conversation about, you know, is our sex life the way you want it to be, right? We just never take the time for that. We're not going to have that discussion over the kitchen table with our, you know, our kids sitting there.
Yeah, that's so good. Well, and I think there's an elephant in the room that I'm just going to say, and that's that, you know, a lot of people, a lot of our devoted listeners are empire builders, and a lot of us are female. And that means in some cases, we may be the primary breadwinner. And there's a power struggle that can happen with that. So I can turn into a steamroller sometimes, right? If I'm the one potentially, and listen, person. You know, if you're the other half of that partnership and you're listening, you know, you don't want your spouse or your partner to become a steamroller either. And so what can happen is that your decisions when you start getting money in the bank, you know, can start to be driven by the more aggressive of the two. Mm-hmm. And there's not buy-in from the other partner. Mm-hmm. And resentment builds. And resentment is what kills relationships, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so as you're building your empire and hopefully building your wealth, this helps give you clarity on the decisions. Mm-hmm. And so it's like everybody's calm. There's no emotions behind it. And you can have those discussions before you're in the hot seat 6 months later where you get the big commission check or you get the big bonus or whatever's happening in your world. And you can say, no, remember, we sat down and together we decided that, you know, Wendy brought a really good point. You know, we decided that you wanted 500K in the bank. I wanted 100K. We decided we're going to actually tackle half debt and half savings and compromise right. in the middle, remember?
That's right.
So half right. of this is going to go to debt, half to savings or whatever yeah. that conversation mm-hmm. is.
Yeah, well, I had a friend who wanted to spend, I think it was $1,300 on a chair. And I'm not even sure she consulted her husband before she did it. I mean, that's a huge purchase. You know, it's crazy. No, I'm teasing Via because she actually did. She did do that yesterday.
$1,500. It's actually $1,500. I'm going to go ahead and say that. $1,500.
But that is actually
chair that is being custom built for me.
Yeah, but that is actually what went through my mind was I was like, I wonder if Via had that conversation with her husband because that's a big purchase, right? $1,500 mm-hmm. is a lot of money.
Yeah, and, he's not allowed to listen to this episode.
What, you know, what does that really look like?
Well, I'm having a big aha, honestly, right now. huge. Because we are purchasing a house mm-hmm. and my husband wants to put tons of money down because mm-hmm. he wants the payment, right? Mm-hmm. And when I'm looking at the money, I'm like, No. We're not going to tie up that for 30 right. years, right?
That cash.
Yeah, right. We want the cash, right? And I'm just like, no. And then we're like, I'm steamrolling through of like, mm-hmm. this is what we're going to do. And I think what you said, Wendy, was just like uncovering the why, mm-hmm. you know, like diving in, like I didn't mm-hmm. stop and dive yeah. into like, okay, let's talk about that. Let's talk mm-hmm. about the why and being yeah. in a place where you can plan those things out and actually even taking the time because that takes time yeah. to have that conversation.
A lot of time. Yeah.
A lot of time.
Yeah, of course.
And so that was huge.
Kids and a big
yes,
business. And
exactly.
All that.
Yeah.
Well, and taking the time to get on the same page. One thing that's really cool that we're going through right now is we're remodeling one of our duplex like rental properties we've had for the last 8 years for one of our team members to buy, which is like so much fun. It's like win-win-win all the way around, right? So our team member's going to buy this now, this amazing new house, and we're selling it. And we're like, well, we don't want to pay the capital gains on that, right? So we're going to 1031 exchange it. And we were going to buy another just rental property here in Texas to purchase. And we looked up all of a sudden and I realized, you know what? Like, Nick, you have on your dream list forever has been to have a place up in Michigan so you can be near the lake, which mm-hmm. is where you're from, and you can have fresh water and sand in your toes. And like, that is something that has been on our list that we've had on our someday goals for 5 or 10 years. Mm-hmm. And you probably in your head think it's 5 or 10 more years away. We could do that now. Like, mm-hmm. we could 1031 that now right. and take advantage of that opportunity. And seeing his face, like, just, I mean, the excitement that he has, the planning that he's doing, the vision that he has for it and what he wants to do. If we'd never slowed down to have that someday vision and the conversations around his goals, we absolutely would have steamrolled that into just another rental property instead of something that could generate income and also fulfill a dream of his that we didn't have before.
Yeah, I love that, Seychelle. And I also wanted to highlight something Wendy said a little while ago. On a non-financial front, there's some really scary questions in the retreat format. Mm-hmm. You know, sex life. Like, are you being fulfilled? Are your needs being
met?
Which
we'll post in the show notes everywhere.
Yeah, and like, you know, really vulnerable questions that I was super nervous to hear. I mean, that's a very vulnerable question, mm-hmm. right? So it's not just about finances. It's just like, when do you ever sit down and say, hey, you know, do you like our sex life? Like when no married couple sits down and says that, right? And so it's, you know, it's a really powerful exercise to go through this retreat. But Wendy, I'm curious, like, you know, what are your tips for getting your partner on board, right? Not all partners, you know, when you say, let's go on a goal setting retreat, they're like, no, let's go drink beer in the sun and not do that. You know, my husband doesn't drink beer.
And Jay and I have done a few of these interviews together. And this is when we've asked people ahead of time what they're most curious about, like people who are attending the goal setting retreat. This is the number one question that we get asked. How do you get your partner who may or may not be a goal setter, probably not a goal setter, probably not as aggressive as you, not a futuristic thinker, more lives in the present, right? Probably like a better, more normal person.
Really. Yes. And probably a great counterbalance for you, honestly.
You're describing my husband. Yeah.
Two of you may not be a good thing in a relationship. So they're probably a great balance.
So how do you get them on board when they just think like, oh, it's going to be them just like steamrolling me again? Yeah. Totally. So I would say that really you want to phrase it as an invitation and not as an ultimatum. The nice thing about the framework, which we're going to talk about next, is it's kind of disguised as a nice weekend away that may or may not include massages, you know, dinner out, a quaint Airbnb in the country. And so you can kind of lure them with that, because I don't know how many partners would say no to that, right? Yeah. And then, oh, by the way, we're going to be spending 2 days goal setting while we're there and answering this 55 questions.
So essentially it's a bait and switch. Okay.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. All in on that. Yeah.
Now that you can't leave, I have all these questions for you.
Yeah. Welcome to marriage.
Yeah. I think also explaining them like, hey, you know what? This is how I'm hardwired. And, you know, we've seen success with other couples who've gotten on the same page, and I really want to share with you what's in my heart, and I want to learn what's in your heart.
Yeah.
Right. And I know like Via hates it when I'm like use airy fairy language like that, but that's really,
I don't hate it.
That's really the thing, right? You know, it's like Nick's cabin in Michigan.
That's right.
It's so powerful. Mm-hmm. What I also love about doing the goal setting retreat over and over and over again is when you're thinking about your 5-year goals or your 10-year goals, and every single year, that goal is the same. Nick is saying, this is what I want.
Yeah.
This is what I want. This is what I want. This is what I want. As opposed to just saying it at one point, and maybe it's something they really want, or maybe it's not something that they want. Mm-hmm. We had the same experience, Seychelle, when we had the opportunity to go in with someone on the purchase of a ranch.
Yeah.
And that had been on our goals for 5 years, where Jay had said year after year, hey, I want to get a ranch. I want some land. 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 And I was always like, no. We can't afford it. It's a land yacht. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all that stuff. And then finally, when we had an opportunity, right? Because I knew that
was on his list.
It was in Jay's heart. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it year after year after year after year. Of course, I was like, that's a no-brainer. So there wasn't that love, you know?
Yeah.
So
a friend of mine was talking with me about her executive MBA experience, and it really got me thinking. You know, it's a big investment. It's expensive. It's time-consuming, and you're gambling on who you'll meet, who your professors are going to be, and what you're actually going to get out of it. Our conversation reminded me of why we created Empire Circle at Her Best Life. We flipped the script and created something really special for our experiential learners like me. While academia is absolutely important to our community as a whole, it doesn't always equate to what we need while we are building the big business in real time. With Empire Circle, you'll learn from women who've actually built the big businesses and who are still in the arena doing it. You don't have to step away. Our retreats take you to exotic locations instead of classrooms where you'll grow your revenue, hone your strategy, find your community, and expand your big, beautiful life all in real time. Why step out of your business when you can step into Empire Circle? Apply for Empire Circle now at herbestlife.com.
Don't do what I did. So the first time I did this, I was like, you know, like basically the worst pitch on the planet. We're going to go to Belize with all my friends. It's going to be great. And what we're going to do is take a day or a half a day and we're going to answer 55 questions and do goal setting retreat. Like, don't do that. I think that with your spouse that, you know, is maybe not as on board. The next time I use words like, hey, I want to talk about our dreams. And our vision for the future and our hopes and just really get excited about planning together, you know?
So airy-fairy.
And I think we're
going
to be super airy-fairy. And I was like, I want to get super excited about our next 10 years. We're coming into a huge wealth building mode of our life. And I just really want to get excited about it and make sure that we're aligned, you know? So I definitely didn't go into it using the word goal, which I think is a little bit of a trigger word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know what though? The way you just phrased that, Via, though, I would want to go to that. Like, yes. I want to talk about my dreams. I want to talk about what I want to see for our future together and where we're going like that. I would be like, okay, I'm going with Via on a retreat.
Absolutely. Who doesn't want to talk about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think this reminds me of when... It was about 5 years ago and I was at a conference and my husband, George, was with me and an amazing empire builder named Marnie Bennett was there. And she noticed that I kept wanting him to get involved in all that we were learning and all of these things. And she pulled me aside and she's been married a long time. And she pulled me aside and she said, hey, I've noticed that you're really wanting George to be more like you. Mm-hmm. And she looked at me and goes, can I give you some advice from an old lady? And I said, yes. She said, your family can't have two of you.
That's
it
right.
It will destroy your family.
I love that.
That's right.
You need to meet Sarah, George where he is. Mm-hmm. You need to let him be him. Your family needs him to be him. And so part of this is meeting your spouse where they are and telling them that you do care about their dreams and what they're wanting to achieve and making sure that that is part of going on the retreat. So I love that.
And I would just say you got to start really small, right? Because for some people to show up and say to them, hey, I want you to figure out what you want in the next 5 years, 10 years, that's it's completely overwhelming, right? If you're not a goal setter, if you're not used to that. So start very, very small and really we'll give you the questions. The questions are going to be in the show notes. Follow the questions, right? And start from there. But don't expect, if you've been thinking and goal setting for years and years and years and years, it's a muscle that you've developed over time. Mm-hmm. And if your partner hasn't developed that muscle, you got to start really small.
Well, Wendy, let's go into it. Let's just go through, why don't you walk us through the framework, knowing that we're going to have all the specific questions and show notes, but what's the framework for facilitating a really, you know, this powerful, life-changing couples goal setting retreat?
Sure. Yeah. And feel free to jump in, guys, because there's no perfect way to do this. But first of all, the retreat needs to be somewhere outside of your house, right? You can't do a retreat if you've got children running around, dishes to do, toilets to clean, all that kind of stuff. So it has to be somewhere outside of your house. And honestly, you know, when our kids were little, a couple of years, we would just get a hotel in downtown Austin. We'd just go on Priceline and find the cheapest hotel and stay down there for a night. It didn't have to be an exotic vacation away. Yeah. And it was just one night. We squeezed it in. Ideally, it'd be two nights, but you know, if you got all the things going on, one night will work. Yeah. And then the first night, really, if you're doing the two nights, the first night's really your chill out night. So you're kind of warming up for the process. So you might go to your hotel or you might go to your Airbnb, hang out, go out to dinner, have a drink if you're a drinking person. And generally just relax, right? Just totally chill out and have a nice time together. You're not bringing up the questions. You're really just kind of bonding as a couple and enjoying their presence.
Thank you for saying this. I would hand George the agenda probably right when we got there. Here is what we're doing.
I was just about to say, don't hand the printout that went at check-in.
You know, have I been married the longest here? I'm on, I think, 24 years. And so what's going through my head is like, I'm just going to say it. Like this, ladies, this is the, you know, have sex night, have fun, have a great dinner. Like this is just have a great time with your spouse. Get everyone all ready for the next day. The agenda. And it doesn't come out until the next day, Sarah. Give the guy what he wants. Okay. Come on. 24 years, I can say that.
You can say that.
Yeah, I don't think subtlety is one of your key characteristics.
No, it's a good night. It's like the first night.
So that's the first night. And yeah. Next morning, again, have breakfast, right? We're not like pulling this out at 6:30 in the morning. You wake up slow, go for a walk, move your body around a little bit if you can, enjoy your time together. And then you come back and you start digging into the goal setting questions, right? And it can get pretty intense. Right. Mm-hmm. There is, I don't know if there's 55, but there's a lot of them. There's just a lot of questions and they're centered around different areas of your life. So what do we want our spiritual life to look like? What do we want our personal life to look like? And the questions are good. You know, what does an extraordinary personal life look like for you?
That's such a good question.
Right. I know we all struggle with that. Yeah, right. Yeah, we're always like, hobbies. What are hobbies? And so you're just really digging. And then honestly, guys, you're being present. You're listening, right? Asking and listening, asking and listening, asking and listening.
And this is not a checklist to just get through all 55 of the questions so you can say you did it. This is to facilitate relationship building and engagement to better understand your partner.
Exactly. And have phones away, computers, all the distractions away too.
Practice your listening skills. This isn't just also like waiting for you to share. Really practice your listening skills at this. Mm-hmm. I have to.
Yeah. Active listening.
Yep. And so just continue to go through the questions. Do we want our kids were little, I was like, do we want to send our kids to private school? Do we want to send our kids to public school? You know, Jay went to private school his whole life. I went to public school. I have strong feelings about both, you know? Mm-hmm. And so just continue to work your way through the questions. Again, go out, have a nice lunch, have lunch in your room, whatever that looks like. And honestly, it is very nice to get an Airbnb because you can kind of spread out a little bit.
Yeah.
And then in the afternoon, continue working your way through the questions. Maybe get a massage, right? Mm-hmm. Go out, get a massage, have a nice afternoon, come back, continue to work through the questions. And then again, go out to dinner, right? You can bring up some of the stuff, but I wouldn't be pounding through the questions through dinner, right? Because again, it's a lot. For somebody who's not a goal setter, it's really intense, but you can talk about fun things. So one of the things that we always talk about at dinner on that second night is our vacation planning.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Jay and I always plan our vacations out. I mean, hello, it's COVID. What's a vacation? But
there will be them again someday.
I know. You always plan those out. And that's a really fun thing. And one thing that we did probably 5 years ago is we actually made a list together of all the places that we want to go.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
And then we organized it according to when it would be appropriate to take our kids, right? Yeah. There are some.
I love that.
Yeah. So there are some times better to go to Disney World, obviously. There are some better times. You know, we've been wanting to go to Africa for a long time.
Yeah.
But we you know, waited until our kids were 13 and 15 because it's not fun.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to totally do that this year.
Yeah. I love it. It's really fun. And of course, you're going to add to it. You know, it's not going to be a stagnant list. But then we just keep it in Evernote. And every time we have the goal setting retreat, we like bring that list up. Or if something shifts around where we're like, well, where do we want to go? Okay, well, here's our dream list. Right?
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah. So dinner that night and then next day, same thing, breakfast, go for a walk and then really work your way through the rest of those questions. And that's basically it. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. I love it.
I can imagine that after all that, how close you must feel, right?
Yeah.
On the same page.
It's definitely really.
I know
powerful.
For us, we just felt really aligned in our big decisions, chair notwithstanding. It's really the big decisions, Wendy, not the chair decisions. But you know, it's really, I think that where we had a lot of conflict is financial, which I think is pretty normal. And you know, one of us has a propensity to want to have a whole bunch in the bank. One of us has a propensity to have zero debt. And so that was a real example I brought up, just kind of balancing out, you know, what that looks like, coming to a win-win. And I do try to influence over to my ways. I'm not going to lie. Like I'm really excited about buying a lot of real estate.
You're the only one on the podcast that does that. I know. So we can't relate to that at all.
It's like Jay's ranch, right? Or Nick's cabin.
It's like
if you say it long enough, then what happens is they do capitulate because they're like, you're not relenting. It's been 5 years. Yeah. This is coming up.
Yeah, it's not going away.
Because it's important. Well, because so many things, they are fleeting. You know, we actually put things on our list every year that are important. So just to kind of wrap up this whole process is you want to take everything that you've learned. And then what we've done is we've created essentially a huge, like It's kind of a lot of information thing. Yeah. I mean, this is like 13 years into it, where we have our buckets of wealth, where we have our goals for my business, our goals for Jay's business is all in one document. And then we have our 1-year goals, and then we have our 5-year goals in the family. And then what we do is we parse those out. So Wendy, you're going to handle that. Jay, you're going to handle this. We're going to both work on that. We're going to both hold each other accountable for our health stuff. And then that goes on what I call my 411, right? Mm-hmm. Which is the personal side of the 411. Right? You got your business side, but then you got your metrics for your personal side. Because I would just say a lot of us as entrepreneurs, we've got tons of metrics for our business. We don't have any metrics for our personal life.
Yeah,
we don't have any metrics for our children. We don't have any metrics for our spouse, right? Mm-hmm. And so then that's the culmination. But again, guys, like that sounds really intense.
It does.
Yeah, but it's because we've been doing it for 13 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and now your process improving.
The very
improving.
First year was just one little half sheet of paper. Mm-hmm.
I think about that though, like if you're just to put that in business terms, right? The first time you go to create a P&L, if you've never done one, it looks very daunting. And so you're just trying to get the basics down. And then 5, 7, 8, 10 years into your P&L, you know the ROI on everything. You know the monthly spend. You know the year-over-year analytics, right? It's the same thing for your personal relationship, right? Your first year might feel like a little bit overwhelming, but you're getting the basics and the fundamentals lined out. So then your process improving every year as you go. And then you can have a 26-page document 13 years down the road. I think that's great. I mean, I really do. And you can look back and see how far you've come. I think
when
it's great.
When I say it out loud, it just sounds super weird.
It's another level of amazingness. That's for sure.
Can we also note though on this, Wendy, it's not like you do this retreat once a year and you never look back on it. Like then the goal of this is to use this for relationship building every week, every month. And so you guys are also committed to having time that you bond together. And that was something I really learned from you after Quinn was 6 months old, right? And I was like a hot mess at our first retreat, was that we were focusing so much on our daughter and on our business that we weren't focusing in weekly on our marriage and having that protected time for us. And so that retreat then spins you off into having amazing connectivity on a weekly basis, if you can get that, or on a monthly basis, if you can't, right? To make sure that then you're moving that conversation forward. And it's not just, we talk about it once a year and then it hides in a corner and we don't talk about it again.
Yeah. It's about having a relationship with your goals.
Yeah.
Love that. Yeah.
Well, guys, today was great. Allowing me to, but I feel like I dominated the whole podcast, but this is a passion of yours.
Yeah.
Well, and you're such a leader in it. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, we appreciate that.
We love it and are learning forward with it.
It's so your framework.
You. Yeah.
This is I think one of your legacies is going to be this framework.
Yeah, yes. I do too.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but it was really, really fun to...
I learned so much.
I love your takeaways, guys, because I feel like I kind of know all this, but I'd love some of your takeaways to kind of end the show.
My biggest one is taking time to get behind the why. Taking time to get behind the why of why your spouse has that goal and things like that they mention. And so just taking the time, it takes time. You have to be intentional about it. Mm-hmm.
I think my big one is just, a reminder that those of us who are more aggressive in the relationship, we can be the steamroller, and just making sure we do this together as a couple and that we're listening and collaborating and really honoring our other partner.
Biggest one is in times of change, like where we've been going through the last 6 months, how important it is to break these questions back out and to reassess where we are instead of assuming 6 months ago goals or today's goals when we have times of really stressful change, and just making sure we're back on the same page and carving that time back out.
I love that. Yep. Well, today was a good one. We learned the why goal setting is important for a successful marriage, how to get your partner on board for your goal setting adventure. And then we did a walkthrough of the framework for a powerful, life-changing couples goal setting retreat. So that's all for today, guys. Thank you for joining us on Empire Building.
Thank you for pouring into all of us.
Yeah, yes. Hope to see you next time.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
And I'll just make a quick plug for the facilitated goal setting retreats that we have planned for the fall. Normally they're here in Austin and we follow that kind of framework where we've got 2 nights away. We have a nice dinner and then we do all the questions during the day. This year, obviously it's a little different. We're going to be doing it online. We have 2 opportunities. The first one is going to be November 14th and 15th. And that is for couples who want to do this retreat together. And then the following week, we actually have a goal setting retreat for individuals and for teams, right? So partners on a team who want to do a goal setting retreat together. They're both going to be awesome. I've had raving reviews about both. So you can find out more information about that by going to the one thing, that's the1thing.com, and search goal setting retreat.
Thanks for listening to Empire Building. If you like what you heard, join our tribe by subscribing to your favorite podcast platform. And please help us spread the word by leaving a 5-star rating and review. Until next time, wishing you a life worth living. And remember, you are an empire builder.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.